Welcome to Hacker Slacker, your daily Hacker News Summary Podcast. I'm your host, Jacob Petticord. Let's get started.
Andre's series on TechCrunch Disrupt was sadly cut short last week because he got a bad cold and was unable to record. Hopefully he'll be back on the podcast sometime soon so we can talk about his trip. I'll keep you updated. Tomorrow afternoon is Apple's fall event. This is the event where they typically announce new iPhones, iPads, and Apple Watches. There's been a lot of rumors leading up to this year's event, so for this episode, I'm going to give you my predictions. Sadly, this won't be very useful tomorrow after the event, so if you're listening to it past September 12th, maybe just skip this episode. The first product category is iPhones. There's been a lot of leaks on these, we've even seen pictures, so the three iPhones we're expecting to see is the iPhone XS, which is the same size and shape as the iPhone X. It's just kind of their incremental S-year upgrade, which will have better internals. One internal change I'd like to see is them putting Touch ID in the screen. We've seen fingerprint sensors in the screens on many Android phones, but this technology might not be ready for the scale that the iPhone has. The next iPhone is the XS Max, which is their bigger phone. Typically in the past, this would have been called the iPhone X Plus, so it's just interesting that they're rebranding it to the Max. Maybe this means that they're adding some gaming features or really improving the battery life. The last iPhone is the entry-level iPhone, their iPhone XS SE, which hits a cheaper price point by having a non-OLED screen, a cheaper body, and older internals. For the Apple Watch, we've seen pictures of it, and we're expecting it to be thinner and have a bigger screen that allows it to show a lot more information. One of my biggest complaints about the current Apple Watch is that it's too thick, so if we just get a thinner Apple Watch, I'll be happy. The next product category is AirPower. This is something that was announced last year but never actually came out. I predict that this is going to come out along with the new iPhone and Apple Watch. What it is it's a wireless charging mat. So what that is you can just set your iPhone, Apple Watch, or AirPods down on it, and it allows you to charge those devices, and it's supposed to be the fastest way to wirelessly charge those devices. And since it never came out last year, I'm really expecting it to come out this year along with the devices. Along with that upgrade goes the AirPods, which will probably receive wireless charging support, which they don't have now, so they can charge with the AirPower mat. We're also expecting them to have hands-free Siri, which means you can just say, "Hey Siri," you don't actually have to tap the AirPods like you do now. And maybe this will allow them to put volume and fast-forward control on the AirPods themselves, since that's something they don't have now. The last product category is the iPads. There hasn't really been a lot of solid rumors around these, but I'm expecting them to be more iPhone X-like, where they have really thin bezels and Face ID with a notch at the top. I'm actually going to pull an Apple here and say that, wait, there's one more thing. I'm expecting them to announce updates to their MacBook laptop, which isn't the MacBook Pro or the MacBook Air. It's something that they released recently, and its biggest weakness is that it's too slow. So I'm expecting a pretty substantial upgrade here, maybe make Apple push it to be their most popular laptop yet. All this stuff is really interesting, so it'll be cool to see what they actually announce tomorrow. And you know I'll be here giving you the updates, letting you know what they actually announced. So with that, I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Hey guys, something different again today. This is actually my favorite episode we've done so far. It's different from anything else I've done. Me and Andre just sat down and had an unscripted chat about today's Apple event. We only did minor editing, so there were a lot of small things like the awkward pauses and filler words that will improve over time. But this is my vision for the show. Discussions about tech news, internships, and whatever you guys are interested in with people who want to talk about it. I had a ton of fun recording this, and there'll definitely be more episodes like it in the future. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Andre Grive about today's Apple event.